Hello and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Ottawa guitarist Alex Moxon has been on the jazz scene for over 10 years, and he's been highly respected by not only musicians but by fans as well. His guitar style is unique, and his guitar style is flowing and beautiful. For the first part of the show today, I'm going to be featuring some music from Alex Moxon's new CD, and I'm also going to be chatting with him as well. Alex will be appearing with the quartet at the NAC in Ottawa at the fourth stage at 8:30 p.m. on Saturday, June 11th, and it's going to be quite a show. You can pick up tickets at the NAC and enjoy this guitarist. Like I said before, has been hailed by critics as one of the great up-and-coming guitarists on the jazz scene today. So let's get started with my chat with Alex Moxon. Hi, Alex. Welcome to the show. When did you first discover the guitar?
I discovered the guitar probably when I was in middle school, maybe 12 or 13 years old. Up to that point, I'd been playing other instruments, actually. I played the bass and drums and the alto and tenor saxophone. But my light bulb moment, as far as the guitar, was when my parents bought me a Led Zeppelin concert DVD. And that, to my 12-year-old self, that was pretty mind-blowing. I guess it still is. You know, that's pretty cool stuff. Thank you.
We just heard the Alex Moxon Quartet with a tune called Piety in Crescent Park. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. Let's get back to my chat with Alex Moxon. We're back with guitarist Alex Moxon, and one question that I ask when I do interviews, Alex, is who were some of your influences?
Well, as far as influences go, they're pretty widely varied. When I was younger, I was into rock and heavy metal, and then I was into funk and soul, jazz, classical music. As far as artists who had an impact on me, particularly Lenny Bro, Charlie Parker, Woody Shaw, Prince, The Talking Heads, Herbie Hancock. I don't know. I find this to be kind of hard because I've listened to a lot of music over the years, and I don't feel that one artist is necessarily way more influential than any other. I think to some extent it's all kind of gone into the cosmic smoothie in my brain. And I actually am not 100% certain to what extent it's mixed. I think it's fairly homogenous. But I have spent a good amount of time listening to those artists that I mentioned. But honestly, anything that's done well, I'm into that. We'll be right back.
We just heard a blistering track from Alex Moxon called Scientology. And just a reminder that Alex will be appearing with the quartet at the National Arts Center on June 11th at 8:30 p.m. And he'll be playing on the fourth stage. And I highly recommend you get out there and support local talent and listen to this great musician. Who else is going to be playing with you on your concert at the NAC on June 11th?
Steve Boudreau on the piano, John Geggy on the double bass, Michel Delage on the drum set, and along with myself, we're the Alex Moxon Quartet.
Alex, I have to ask you, what make and model of guitar do you play?
I've been playing a Hagstrom Viking guitar for the past 15 years or so. Although, it has to be said, I'm very excited about a new guitar that I just had built for me by local builder Mike Sankey. He's in Ottawa. It's a unique instrument. It's a 7-string with a high A string. Typically, when you get a 7-string built, it's got a low B. And I've been enjoying the process of getting acquainted with it. I mean, on the radio, words can't really do justice to it, but if you're interested and you have a minute, look up Mike Sankey Guitars on Instagram and you can see some really nice photo sets of it. And hopefully in 2022 and 2023, it'll be making appearances on stage.
What are you listening to these days?
You know, this is going to sound like the height of narcissism, but the truth is I listen to a lot of my own music. You know, I used to listen to a lot of other things, but I've kind of been focused on writing my own stuff and playing that stuff and recording that stuff and getting it out there. And that's part of the process is listening back to what it is that you're going for. And there's only so much time in the day for listening as it is. So if I'm not experiencing a live concert, whether in the audience or the bandstand, or listening to recordings of whatever I have to learn to play on stage that week, I'm listening to maybe scratch demos of my own recent concerts. Like I like to use my cell phone. The voice notes on that is pretty, it's pretty good, I have to say. Like the cell phone technology now, like, far outstrips a lot of the recorders that I bought even 5 years ago. So they're really good for capturing concerts, and I like to listen back to those afterwards and just think about, you know, how it sounded, what could be improved, and what kind of decisions I made and how I responded to what was going on in the moment. So I like to listen to, like, bootlegs, for lack of a better word. And I also have been working with digital audio workstations since the pandemic. Especially the one that I like is called Reaper, and it's just like a recording and editing software. And with that, I try to create either fully fleshed out tunes that stand on their own, or demos of compositions that I've written that I want to play with other musicians. And I find it can be helpful to have some kind of audio artifact to send people, so that when we get together to rehearse, they have more of a real sense of the sound that we're going for, that I want to realize with that tune. So yeah, just very, very narcissistic listening habits these days. And it's been that way for a number of years now, I guess.
I know that many musicians have different ways of practicing, or just, you know, while they're listening to music, they try and mimic what they're listening to. So many different options out there. Do you spend a lot of time practicing?
You know, there are seasons in life. And, well, leading up to this concert release, yes, I've been practicing a lot. But I never was a very structured practicer. Like, when I was younger, it was an obsession. I would sometimes spend, like, 8 hours a day locked in my room. Like, I'd come home from school and just go up there and shut the door, and that midnight would roll around and somebody would bang on the wall and say, "Cut that out." and so that was maybe even diagnosably obsessed obsessive with the guitar. But since then, it goes up and down. Like nowadays, I have more considerations than I did when I was a kid, and more than when I was in music school. Like I have a young son, and there's also the whole business end of being a musician to attend to, which takes a lot of time in its own right. So yeah, I nowadays I just kind of practice when I can. One thing is that as you get older, you learn to make the best of your time in the practice room. So now if I can carve out an hour in a day, that can be as good as I used to be able to do in a whole day when I was a kid. So it's kind of a roundabout answer to your question. I have spent a lot of time practicing. Lately, I'm practicing more than usual. And it goes up and down depending on, you know, what's going on in life.
It's been a real pleasure having you on the show today, Alex. And I wish you all the best in your future endeavors. And I hope that the agents will be out there calling you up and booking you for many, many concerts for many, many years to come.
Thanks again for having me on. In Transition, it's a great program. I like to listen to it whenever it's on. You play some pretty hot tracks, man. And yeah, this concert is going to be a special one. It was deferred in 2020, as so many other things were. We were scheduled to play in May of 2022. So right around now. And so it's been 2 years. So this really does feel like coming full circle. Like it will be nice to release the record officially and that, you know, people receive it in this kind of formal, traditional way, and you can buy it physically and hold it in your hand. But also to be able to just sort of release it, and then everything that goes with that, you know, to be able to take it on the road, to be able to just to psychologically move on to the next phase, because usually the release of a record doesn't take this long. So, but it is really nice to turn the corner and to finally, you know, present this music in the way that I feel it deserves. I think it's cool stuff, and I think audiences will as well. So I'm very excited, and I appreciate you making the time to have me on today.
Thank you.
That was music from Ottawa guitarist Alex Moxon, and we just heard a track from his album, The Alex Moxon Quartet, and a tune called Melodramatic Minors. We are now going to listen to some music from one of the greatest trumpet players in jazz ever, and one of the greatest innovators in jazz and music, period. I'm talking about Miles Davis. And we're going to listen to some recordings that he made at Montreux in Switzerland between 1973 and 1991. And we're going to start off with a great song of his called Jean-Pierre. I remember seeing him play that in 1982 or 1983 at the Saint-Denis Theatre in Montreal. It was great. So we're going to start off with that, and hopefully we'll get another three more tracks squeezed into this set. Thank you.
Billy and Mel Hobbit. Billy.
Music from the great trumpet player Miles Davis with Jean-Pierre from July 7th, 1988, recorded live in Montreux, Switzerland. Let's listen now to Intruder, and this is from July the 21st, 1989.
Okay, now let's welcome the great Miles Davis! Miles Davis! Thank you.
was Miles Davis with a song entitled Intruder, recorded July 21st, 1989 in Montreux, Switzerland. Let's go for another track from this great collection. This is also from July 21st, 1989, a song entitled Jilly.
Thank you.
For just one more track in this set. So we're going to listen to Star People, and this was recorded July the 14th, 1985, during the evening performance. And this is Miles Davis live at Montreux, Switzerland. My name is Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
Thank you.
Over the years, there's one theme that I wanted to explore on the show, and that had to do with vegetables. I know it sounds kind of funny, but I wanted to do songs that deal with different vegetables and see what exactly was out there. So we're going to start off with a track from trumpet player Marvin Stamm from his album Mystery Man, and we're going to hear Man with a Cucumber. Another great tune, a vegetable tune, is from the band Bebelbrox, and this is from their album Raw Material, and we're going to hear a track called It May Have Been Broccoli. My name is Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. One of my favorite trumpet players was Carmel Jones, and we just heard a track from him called Celery Stalks at Midnight. Before that, Beeblebrox with It May Have Been Broccoli. Let's listen to two more tracks, Ruth Brown, the great vocalist, with Cabbage Head, and Gary Doyle with a track called Dangling Carrot.
Explain this mess to me. Who whose coat is that coat hanging on the rack? Where I know my coat ought to be. He said, wife, oh, my darling wife, sweetheart, can't you plainly see? That ain't nothing but an old choir robe that your preacher left here for me. Now I have traveled this world for a many miles, and darling, I hope to travel more. But I have never seen a choir robe with a fur collar on it before. There were some shoes outside my door, where I know my shoes supposed to be. Now I said to my man, darling man, you better really explain this mess to me. Whose shoes are those shoes outside the door, where you know my shoes supposed to be? He said, wife, darling wife, sweetheart, can't you plainly see? That ain't nothing but an old pair of rain boots, and my mama sent them to me. Now I have traveled this world for a many miles, and I sure hope to travel more. I have never seen rain boots with spiked heels on it before. Well, last night when I come home, tired as I could be, oh, darling, there was a head laying in my bed where I know my head's supposed to be. Again, I called my man, my darling man. Honey, I said, you better explain this mess to me. Whose head is that head in the bed where my head is supposed to be? Oh, my wife, oh, my tired wife, sweetheart, can't you plainly see? That ain't nothing but an old cabbage head. And baby, you know what? Your mama sent that to me. Well, darling, I have traveled this world for a many miles, and I know I'm gonna travel more. But I have never in my life seen a cabbage head with a hairnet on it before. Well, I don't know who he thinks he's dealing with. I guess he's been here just a little too long. I might as well remind you, darling, that before I come home tomorrow night, you better check your key, because I'm not listening to this crap anymore. If you will check it out, you will now see your key don't fit my dough no more, darling. And nobody sent that dough here. That's the same one been here all the time. I just called the locksmith in, and I'm sorry about that. Back on up, back up. Go back to wherever that cabbage head is. Go back and look for it, because you ain't got no place here. And I mean, I have had it. I've had it up to here. And I'm not going to say my darling man no more, because you are not my darling man. In fact, if you want to be safe, you better start running. You know what? Do you see this package I got in my hand? And this ain't no Christmas present either. What does it look like to you? a shotgun. You ain't never lie. Let's see how fast you can move. Listen, I know you better put your glasses on, because you are really the blind one here. Take a good look, baby, and I tell you, I got one shell, and I don't miss. I am an expert shooter, and the back of your butt will make an excellent target. Move! Get out of here, you stinking liar. Let him out of here. Never in my life.
We just heard a great tune from Gary Dial called Dangling Carrot, but the song I featured before that had me laughing. It was so good and so well sung. That was Ruth Brown with Cabbage Head. And we also heard Carmel Jones with Celery Stalks at Midnight, Beeble Brox with It May Have Been Broccoli, and starting off this whole set, Man with the Cucumber. In the last segment of the show today, I'm going to be featuring songs that deal with fruits, and it should be a lot of fun. We're going to start off with the Magnus Brew Quartet with a track called Yellow Orange, and that's from his album Levitation.
Thank you.
One of the great tunes from one of the great tenor sax players ever in jazz, and certainly my favorite tenor sax player, Dexter Gordon, is up next with a prestige recording of Fried Bananas.
Thank you.
Dexter Gordon with Fried Bananas from his prestige recording that he made many, many years ago and was a fan favorite for many years as well. And just before that, we heard the Magnus Brew Quartet with Yellow Orange, and that's from his album Levitation. We're going to continue now with some music from Francisco Cracera from his album Colors, and this song is called Petite Peach. Another great tenor sax player by the name of Stanley Turrentine, and that was a song called Cherry Point. In this section of the show today, I'm featuring songs that deal with fruits, and we're going to close this section of the show, and we're going to close the show itself with an old recording going back many decades, the Flip Phillips Quintet, with a song entitled Lemonade. Thank you. That wraps it up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Join me next week for some more great jazz. Until then, have a great week. Bye for now.